B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. The phone number. Here it is, fourth and final hour from Gillette Stadium. We'll get to your calls as promised. We've talked quite a bit today. Have we not? Mike is in Providence. Mike, go ahead,
Mikey.
Hey guys. Now I'm normally a Patriot apologist. I've defended the team through Deflategate one, through Spygate. Anytime they criticize, I'm always there running to their defense. But unfortunately, this time, there's only two explanations. Either they were cheating again, or even worse, they were so negligent that they would let a guy film the sidelines again after they received the worst penalty in NFL history. They lost a first-round pick, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and organization was tainted. I mean, people are still talking about it, and I think it's almost worse if they were negligent.
But the organization or football? Football wasn't negligent here. They don't control.
Well, as an organization. Okay.
I say organization and football. I mean, if we give Belichick credit for running the whole organization and he knows everything about everything going on, when something like this happens, we can't just say, oh, well, you know, Bill didn't know.
I mean, do you like all those do-your-job specials and, you know, the shows that are produced, or Inside Looks Behind Bill, or the Belustrator and all that, because, you know, they do work hand in hand with TV for that stuff. But they're playing here at home. I don't even think you knew that there's a guy on the road filming a scout. I mean, if it's in house, he knows who's coming through that door or not to do the video team or his equipment team.
Do you think the league will concern themselves with whether or not...
I think the league will go back, watch these specials they produced, go back and watch the film and see what they're trying to do from this perspective of following this scout around.
Really?
Yeah.
So if the league gets handed an 8-minute tape that's zoomed in on the Cincinnati sideline, they're going to take time to go back and say, well, let's try to put this in context.
Yeah, if you're going
to
investigate it, why is he here? Why did you want credentialed for this? Yeah. If you're going to investigate
it, the league's going to help.
So you're just going to investigate. If you're the league and you're going to investigate, then it's not an investigation. What are you investigating?
No, I think they're going to collect the tape. They're going to interview the people involved.
You're not going to look through the trail.
And they're going to say, what are you doing here?
Well, how did these people get here? And why were you here?
No, I think that's
not an investigation.
I think that's what they'll do. Oh, so it's not an investigation unless they go to Patriots.com and watch every video that this team has ever produced?
No, if you want information, why are you here? Well, then you're being ridiculous on this then. That's
me? Yeah. I'm being ridiculous by saying that the NFL required to go watch every video on Patriots.com.
Do you think football knew this was being filmed? Honestly, do you think football knew?
I don't know. Okay. I do not know. I'm hoping they didn't know. I'm hoping they're telling the truth and that it was nothing and that they had no clue. I hope. How would I know what they know? I don't know.
Okay, well, that's how you feel.
And you feel that they didn't know.
Football had no clue of this, yeah. Absolutely. Who I've spoken with? Yes.
I hope it's stupidity over deception.
Now, that's the question the caller brings up. He's hoping that it's willful cheating versus stupidity, and I'd be rooting for stupidity, because if it is the willful cheating, no, that's far worse, and that will be penalized far worse, and that means someone's going down for it, likely the head coach.
Maybe ignorance is a better word instead of saying stupidity.
No, it's carelessness and it's stupidity on the part of the organization.
That's why Bert had
to... You have every right to feel that way, that this team, which knows their own history and knows what it would mean if you carelessly let cameramen that are on your payroll, independent contractor or not, on your payroll, you're cutting them a check that if they're under your supervision, you got them credentialed, you got them to the stadium... from Boston or somewhere else that you let them film the field without, you didn't inform those guys of the rules. You're just letting them go on the road and do whatever it is they want. And then saying, oh, it was the artistic cameramen just doing their job of filming stuff and not knowing the rules, that it was completely inadvertent. Like, well, now you just look careless.
Yeah.
Everything in this, it's so ironic because everything about this do your job piece that they've produced for the website is about how meticulous they are and how good they are at everything they do here. And now all of a sudden when it comes to the guys who are actually filming that, oh, but those guys don't know how to do their job. Yeah, those guys just don't know the rules. They're completely ignorant of the rules. They're clueless. We hire a bunch of clueless guys that we don't instruct them or supervise them or advise them on the rules. We just let them go do their thing.
Even if it's not a big story, by the way, Bert, the reason Bert had to switch with Shaughnessy is because they have NFL meetings tomorrow.
Owners meetings start up.
Owners meetings, and he's going to be there Wednesday, so people are going to be asking about it. Reporters are going to be down there.
The meetings start today, I believe.
Different teams are going to be talking about it, and then it's going to continue all week. I just hope it doesn't drag into next week and Christmas.
Double-check the date on that.
We'll take away our fun next week.
Today? It starts today. They're in Texas.
I'm in Christmas mode.
Las Colinas starting today tomorrow. League meeting is underway today.
So Bert will be with us Thursday with a full recap of all the crap that they talk about there.
And you know they'll be feeding him things. And all the owners will get their say. All their guys. Oh, I hope it's not cheating.
I wonder how Jerry feels about it. What's Jerry feel about this one?
I really hope it's not. But here's the problem.
Jerry's got his own problem.
Here's the problem. I'm not taking the word of the team. I'm not doing that. No. You guys wanted to spin it with your media friends yesterday, and then the Bengals came back with a hook, and then you had to put out the statement, and now the Bengals are back at it again today. That statement would have never would not have been as transparent and level of contrition in that statement had it not been for the Bengals coming out full steam yesterday.
Is this close to Dallas, Jim? Las Colinas or whatever?
That story,
that's what Bert told me he's going to Dallas.
That's outside of Dallas. Yeah. That story changed quickly yesterday. From all those reports of it not being sideline taping to not having anything to do with that, simply B-roll in the press box, to here we are today with a report out of Cincinnati that there's 8 minutes on the tape of strictly sideline reporting. Strict sideline footage. That was then cut off and stopped. So who knows how long that guy would have been rolling on the sideline. John's in Brockton. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hi.
I think that this whole situation is so disrespectful and idiotic. Anybody that thinks that we were actually filming the 2-10 Bengals who can't complete over 20 passes per game and get past 50 yards rushing per game, that we're going to be filming them to see what their sideline looks like so we can get a close-up of what Ryan Finley and Andy Dalton are going to do on Sunday is absolutely idiotic. It's disrespectful that they think that we're doing this. It's just a sham. It's hilarious.
So then why'd you tape the sideline?
I don't know. I feel like they're...
I get it. Why? I think why would you be doing this against the Bengals of all the teams? Why?
The week of the owners' meetings.
And then I just go back to my giant
that
thing
makes
to begin
total
with.
Sense.
Why have you done any of the things you've done? You didn't need to. You didn't need to. You didn't need to taint the legacy of the Patriots the way they have over the years. You didn't need to tape the signals on the sidelines in 2006 into 2007. You didn't need to do it. You didn't need to play around with the footballs. Nope. None of that mattered. The tapes didn't matter. The inflation of the balls, whatever the PSI was at or not, that doesn't matter. Even if it's completely true, didn't matter. That didn't win you games. And neither would this. That's what's so ridiculous about all the things they've been involved in. They didn't need any of it. They were the best team in the league over this period, regardless of whatever crap they were pulling. But they damaged their own legacies with the stuff they've done. They've done it to themselves. Now, I hate that part of it. It's the worst part about it. Even if guilty of everything they've been accused of doing, it just would not have made the difference. You were still better than everybody. You didn't need it. I don't know why more people don't see that. Phones are frozen. Did I break them? Too many. Yep, they're definitely frozen. We'll try and get the phones unlocked because I see you waiting there, and we'll get to your calls, more of them, coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Go back to your phones with Dominic and Newton today. Hi, Dominic.
Hey, happy holidays, gentlemen.
Same to you, Dominic. Thank you.
Hey, thanks. So, you know, I'm so friggin' disgusted with this team. I'm just so aggravated right now, not just by the way they're playing, but obviously what's been going on. But my question is, you know, like people have been saying, oh, they, you know, that why film a 2-10 team like the Bengals? But does anybody know that it's Bill Belichick? It doesn't matter what, you know, if they're a 2-10 team, and not to mention, even if they didn't do it, the rest of the world is looking at them even worse now. That's the worst part about it.
Yep, I agree.
I mean, what do you guys think about it? I mean, it's terrible, and it's disrespectful to the fans that pay money and the high ticket prices to get in these seats and watch a game, if they can even get a ticket to watch the game. And it's sad. That's all I wanted to say, guys.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Dominic. Phone screener is locked up here, it looks like, again. Oh, there we go. Yeah, that would be the worst part, if that's what's going on, if it was somehow a football-related thing. Assuming it isn't, man, this really blows. To have this on the list of things that people bring up against the Patriots, saying, yeah, what was really going on there? Like, do you really blame anyone else for being skeptical? Do you blame the Bengals for saying, what the hell are you doing in the press box?
They don't know what you do.
You know? Who?
This is an organization. They don't know what content you have or this and that. What the hell they know?
If you were the Bengals, what would you do when this happened on Sunday?
I'd send the alarms up, too.
Absolutely. You'd call the executives. You'd call the league. So I don't know what these Patriots are up to, but you've got to look at them.
Something here.
Like, is this a common occurrence? Are other teams sending three-person video crews on the road?
No, because they don't do
press boxes on the road for, a profile on their advanced scout. Is any other team doing that?
No.
Probably not. So even if it's legit, it's still out of the norm. And that's why I think it raises suspicions. And it certainly did on Sunday. Kevin is in Falmouth. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Question is, I want to do a little reverse here. In order to get permission to do any filming there, they had to get permission from the Cleveland Browns.
Correct.
Yes.
So,
which they did.
So, okay, and they did. That's great. So now it's public information.
No.
Now, why?
What is public information about that, man?
All they did was receive a credential.
Public information, but like the incoming team. We got this going on here. They're filming a thing. Why?
No.
You know, when
the
make
Bengals?
That?
No, they would not notify the Bengals.
They never notified
the Patriots. Would not have notified the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday of who was credentialed to be in this stadium. No.
That there was not even that there was some side video being filmed or anything like that. I mean,
no,
because of history, you know.
Maybe, but no. I mean, there's no reasonable. It's not reasonable to think that they would have told the Bengals about this.
All right. Well, other than that, great show.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, you know how many people get credentialed for a game? Hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people every game have credentials. Some are on a per-game basis. Some are issued for the entire year. And the ones that happen for the entire year, they don't even really track who comes in and who comes out on those days.
Right.
You know, it's like,
there's so many people game day.
If you have a right to be here, you have a right to be here. We've given you a credential. Right. No, I would not think that that'd be the case. Justin is in Boston. Hi, Justin.
Hi, what's up, guys?
Hey. 98.5, the sports.
Playing
your holiday travel.
I'm just someone, I'm the head of the
sports
production team. Send them down there. Not getting 100% like
specials
clarification. Sipping all branches with getting permission from the league. Yeah,
we'll get to your calls. More of them coming up next.
Okay. Mike, you're making your own little show. You're living in your world doing that. You're not having anything to do with football. Your team's playing at home. You're trying to film this guy on the road, trying to figure out what he does.
If they're under your supervision, you got them credentialed. You got them to the...
And you effed up. That's what they're trying to do. Do their own little show.
We go to Jake in Hingham. Hi, Jake.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Great point right there. Anyways, I am a videographer out of Hingham. Film weddings and whatnot. And the bottom line is you have one chance to shoot what you're shooting. And, you know, these guys went out. They went to Brown Stadium and was trying to do their job and get some footage. Only had one chance to get a bunch of B-roll, and I think that's all it was. I think it was just a bunch of B-roll that they were shooting on the sidelines, trying to see what they could get. And I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
That's pretty much it. And I get how many hours of tape probably on this? Looking at it, and I know, but they said it's 8 minutes of film from the stadium there. So who knows? They got the tape. They know what's on the tape. Watch the tape. Like Jim said, he wants to see the tape. Show the tape.
Release the tape. Hashtag release the tape.
Here we are again with hashtag release the tape. That's what we've gotten to. Hashtag release the tape. But he does weddings. I mean, like at a wedding, do you think they set up the camera and like for 8 minutes they roll on like the parents' table? Like, what's the
equivalent? No, you're doing what you're told.
We got to get good B-roll of the parents.
Yeah.
We got to get good B-roll of the groomsmen.
Yeah. Bride's a little heavy. You want to get her from the side.
No, stop. Kyle's in Gloucester. Kyle.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I mean, Bill Belichick's a lot of things, but he's not stupid. Do you think, have you stopped to think that maybe this is the first time all year that we haven't been talking about how bad Brady and the offense has been and how bad, you know, the receiving core is and letting Josh Gordon go and letting Antonio Brown go?
Yeah, I don't think you want this. I think this is your avenue of distraction.
I think it's a smoke screen, though, right? I mean, the guy's an evil genius. I mean, let's get serious. He's a lot smarter than this. I just don't see it. It's not a mistake. There's something behind it that, you know, we don't know about, right? I mean, it's the first time we haven't been talking about Tom Brady all year, right? For an extended period of time.
Yeah, much.
So you think they sort of planted this as a story?
Sounds brilliant. Let's get fine.
Change the conversation about the team?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. It's all part of, again, Bill's master plan. Anything that goes wrong with the Patriots, it's all part of Bill's master plan.
Right.
Losing games, part of the plan.
I agree.
Losing to the Texans, losing to the Chiefs, especially losing to the Ravens. You don't want to show them too much. You want to hold things back for the next meeting. Yeah, no, I agree. That was all part of the master plan. You don't want the one seed. You want to take the two seed.
Right.
Master plan.
I'd take the four.
maybe in the coming weeks they'll bounce themselves right out of the two seed and play wild card weekend.
See, if you take the four,
part of the plan,
you get paid an extra week because you're working an extra week, so you get more stuff.
Part of the plan, guys. You're not looking at it from the view from up top. Ooh, Dan in Vermont. Dan.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call today. Just wanted to talk about, what do you think punishment would be due to the past history for Belichick or even the team? Possibly some draft picks, a fine, maybe even a lengthy suspension?
Depends on what they find.
Yeah.
If they can link it to football operations, look out. They're going to get smoked. If they don't, I'm hoping, I would cross my fingers that it's just, you know, in hope that it's just a fine, but I got a feeling they're going to lose picks here. I just have a bad feeling.
They've already admitted it'd be money fine.
They've already broken the rules. They're a repeat offender, and they admit to breaking the rules and taping the sideline. You can claim ignorance of the law and of the rules. That's what they're doing, and maybe they will be shown some leniency if, when the league comes calling, they tell them everything that happened. Maybe. But if there's a way for them to link it to the actual team, the football side of things, they're going to get smoked.
That's the big part. Yeah.
They're going to get crushed by the league. So I really do. I really hope that this has nothing to do with football. Because that is going to suck. That is going to royally suck. That is going to change the direction of the team, if that's true. So we wait. We will have to wait for their investigation to determine, you know, what they're willing to take into consideration. That would be another piece of advice. Don't try and hide anything when those guys show up this time. if it was an honest mistake, give them everything. Let them in. Do not stonewall them. Don't do that. John is in Boston. Hey, John.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
I mean, obviously we're talking about this, but I mean, did we forget about Sunday? The ref that missed three blatant calls that should have went in the Patriots' favor.
We spent the whole day on that yesterday. Did you miss yesterday's show?
Might have done another day on it.
I did miss yesterday's show, but have they launched an investigation on that ref yet? Or
in fact, good news. There's good news for you, sir.
What is that?
Let me tell you. Hold on.
Jerome Bugger, the head referee.
Not directly related. Jim, was it Judy Batista?
Yeah, Judy Batista said they're going to look in this offseason.
Yeah, it was a Rappaport tweet.
After the year.
Okay, hold on one second. I want to read it.
Maybe have some changes.
I want to read it. Here it is from Ian Rappaport 14 minutes ago. Per Judy Batista, when the regular season ends, there will be a top-down examination of the officiating in the league, including who is in charge. Al Riverone losing his job.
Sounds good to me.
Ian Rappaport says, too early to know if changes are coming, but they will look into it. That is Judy Batista, longtime NFL reporter, covers the league, now working for NFL.com.
Yeah, incompetent.
Excellent reporter who says that when this season ends, the league will be looking and doing a top-down examination of the officiating. That is excellent news. Maybe they actually act on all the horrible things they've seen go down in their league with officials this year. And mostly that guy working the cameras back in New York, Al Riverone. Who's a right-hand man there? I always forget, Jim. We joke about this.
Well, the guy that went to get the sandwich?
His sidekick, yeah. Who's the sidekick?
Oh, I don't know his name.
We got to look it up.
Like, the most egregious one from the other day was the mismarking of the penalty.
There's, like, the sidekick more who watches so, the more camera so than when he goes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Mark, Scott, what's up, guys?
Mark.
What's up, Blandino?
What's up, Scott?
Got to get you back in there. Tim and Quincy. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, guys, I don't even care about the spying, but the officiating. Let me ask both you guys. Bulger, he's 64 years old. Okay, he's 1 year away from Social Security.
He should go collect it, I believe. That's what he should do.
What I wanted to ask Joe is, when you were playing, Joe, did you ever notice that maybe a guy that's 64 years old might not be fit enough or fast enough on the sideline or be able to make the right call?
I mean, excuse me.
Yeah, he doesn't have to run. He basically follows the play along and kind of just watches everything. There were some guys that were older in the league that handled things differently. We always knew what each crew had tendencies to do, whether they would throw a lot of holding calls, whether they'd throw a lot of PI. And, you know, as quarterbacks, you always had to look at the history of the guy, watch, you know, understand who he is, where he's from, shoot the bleep with him, establish a relationship with him, and befriend him. Because that's the guy you're going to work with the entire night. I don't know what you'd do with Bogle.
Was it Russell York is the guy? Russell? Russ? Yeah, it's Russ.
Sounds like a Russ.
Russ was the guy. Russ is the guy who's the sidekick in New York. Yep. As is Wayne Mackey. Wayne Mackey and Russell York are both the centralized replay reps along with Al Riverone. I couldn't pick those other two guys out of a lineup. Right. They're not as well known as Al Riverone.
That's right.
So maybe, you know, maybe that's part. Al gets all the blame because we don't know the other two guys as well as we know his face because he's a former ref and, you know, he's just sort of a well-known sort of league figure, whoever's in that role is.
You see the stuff from the New York Post tonight where Le'Veon Bell was supposed to be home with the flu and they got pictures of him bowling at a bowling alley Saturday night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just I missed that.
Like a Gase. He went bowling after being ruled out with the flu in week 14. But we have some stuff from Belichick with Cincinnati.
Bill Belichick spoke to the Cincinnati media on a conference call. You'll hear what he had to tell those guys in Cincinnati after these headlines. Here's Hardy.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics home win streak continues. 10 now. Every home game this season they've won. Last night it was 110-88 over the Cavaliers at the TD Garden. 4 wins in a row in total. 6 out of their last 7. Gordon Hayward back in the lineup last night. He's out there for 26 minutes and scored 14 points of full 2 weeks and change before we expected him back on Christmas Day. Next up, Celtics will play the Pacers in Indiana on Wednesday night. The Bruins did not survive their visit to Ottawa last night. They got beat by the Senators 5-2. Although Patrice Bergeron did make a return to the lineup, he scored early on. Jake DeBrusk added a power play goal in the third. The Bees will stay on the road to play the Capitals in D.C. tomorrow night. Bill Belichick reiterating no involvement from the football side on whatever videotaping may have been taking place of the Bengals sideline during their game against Cleveland on Sunday. Instead, he said he's focusing on getting his team ready to play in Cincinnati on Sunday. And late Globe writer Nick Cafardo going into the Hall of Fame. He was named the winner of the 71st J.T. Taylor Spink Award for meritorious contributions to baseball writing. Cafardo passed away in February. Headlines are brought to you by Drs. Matthew Lopresti and Robert Leonard, the hair doctors of Dave Portnoy at 1-800-GET-HAIR. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
How differently do y'all operate, you know, after everything that happened in L.A. when the NFL finds y'all into the draft pick? How differently, just from an entire, you know, as an entire franchise, do y'all function now than maybe you did before all that happened?
I mean, we've always tried to do everything the right way. You know, look, we're competitive and we'll, you know, try to be competitive in every area, but I mean, we don't knowingly intentionally want to do anything that crosses the line. But since that's happened, I'd say we've tried to keep a good distance behind the line and not maybe take it as far as we would might have in the past. But I mean, it's never really fundamentally changed there.
Mm-hmm.
That was Bill Belichick with the Cincinnati media earlier today. Wow, that answer's got a lot of stuff there. There's a lot in that short answer. You know, we try to stay on the right side of the line, but then also adding that we never really fundamentally changed there. It's a lot. He wasn't done, by the way. That wasn't all he told Cincinnati. Also had this answer today.
So back to the videographer last time. He's there, and he decides, if in fact he just put the camera on the Bengals sideline for a quarter, was that just a rogue decision? I mean, was it, what was he trying to accomplish there? Why do you think he would do something like that?
Yeah, I think that was covered in the statement that the organization made. I don't really have any idea what the nature of that was or wasn't. I don't even know what was done. So I can't answer that question. I don't know anything about it.
That's a pretty good answer there. Well, why would he know? If he didn't have anything to do with it, he wouldn't know. Like, I can't tell you. I don't know what
TV.
The hell this guy
I don't know what
doing.
The hell they're planning. I don't know what they're saying to film. If you didn't, that's how you answer it. Not just, I'll just refer to the statement.
Well, he's only saying elaborate. He's only saying refer to the statement because that's from the team and not me. And
right.
I can't
right.
speak
he's
to
separating
what
himself.
The hell was
yes.
going on there. So it's good on his part. Good on his part. Maybe Bill does his own internal investigation today and comes armed to the podium tomorrow with more. Finds out more of what was going on. Let me know when we get that rap sheet report, T-Bone. Ian Rappaport, we've been keeping an eye on NFL Network
yeah.
here.
He's down there at the owners' meetings.
Owners' meetings happening outside
Southern
of
Texas.
Dallas.
Yep.
He's got a feel right now for how the NFL feels about it.
Right.
And his sense is that the league is going to believe the Patriots on this. That's his sense right now. We'll play that for you coming up as soon as we're able to get that into the system. Just happened a moment ago. Peter's in New Hampshire. Yes, he is. There
Peter.
He is. Hi, Peter.
I'm still here. Hey, guys. So if Spygate taught us anything, it's that you can legally tape from signals and things like that. It just has to be from a designated spot, correct?
No, signals were never legal. We looked that up. We double-checked that
can't
today.
Do that.
No taping of signals. That was never legal, even in 2007.
Okay, so then what can you tape from that designated spot? Because I was under the impression that the reason Spygate happened was not because they were taping, but because they weren't doing it from the spot that the league told them to do.
You can tape warm-ups and pregame stuff. Can't tape stuff in-game. Uh-uh. Only ones are network cameras. And then your team owned cameras can film your bench. Not the opposing one. Like, you could have people around your own bench, you know, to provide content for your team, for their websites. A lot of teams do that.
Let's get to the report from Ian Rappaport. Here is Rappaport just a couple of minutes ago on NFL Network.
From a logistics standpoint, there really are not many teams actually giving signals anymore either. Maybe substitution patterns, you could get the body language of a head coach, but this is not like years ago where you're signaling things in. Calls come in through the headset now, but I do get the same sense that the league is inclined to believe the Patriots' explanation. But obviously, Tom, that doesn't necessarily mean the Patriots are off the hook. They did admit that they did not alert the Bengals. They didn't alert the NFL. Clearly, there was at the least a miscommunication here, which would lead me to believe, based on the people I've spoken with, that if they got penalized, it would be something along the lines of a fine.
Hope that's true.
That'd be great.
I hope Ian Rappaport's actually getting that from the league and not being told more nonsense like he was told yesterday.
Yeah, it seemed like down there he'd be talking to more league people down there.
I hope he's right.
That's why
good.
Down there. Yep.
That's good. They're just going to buy their story and go easy on them. This couldn't have happened at a worse time, too, because you know what's going on at those owners' meetings, right? They're all in the room. They're all there hanging out together. You know what's going on. Roger, you better not let these guys off again. Don't let them off again. Go after them. Get them. Repeat offender. You know that lobbying is going on from other teams. Right now at the league meetings. That's what they're doing right now. They're lobbying against the Patriots. You know that's happening. The other owners can't stand this team. Can't stand them. Dottie in Fall River. Hi, Dottie.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
I have a point that I would like to bring up. I'm just wondering, if the Patriots had somebody coming into their house with film, they know that they're coming in, do you think that they would allow them to just roam around and tape whatever they wanted to do?
Nope.
So I have to wonder. I don't think anything has to do with the football side, because they were obviously playing their own game when this was happening. Am I right?
But PR, see, here's the thing. PR, public relations, who deals with the team and the news media and credential requests, would be questioning, well, why are you bringing cameras in? We're not going to allow that here. They would have different guidelines here. This wouldn't even be anywhere near football. Football doesn't deal with who comes in and out of Gillette Stadium. You know, public relations deals with that. So totally separate entity within the team. So they dictate who goes in the press box, who does not. Where are you allowed to go? Do you have a pregame field pass? Do you have postgame? Are you allowed in postgame locker rooms? All that stuff. Football has no clue who these people are. Or would say, you know, take care of this. But this PR would know we're not going to allow cameras in our building. Cleveland may. That's why they did it. Maybe that's why they picked it. Easy game, right? It's not like one, not a big game. Should be able to go there, move around quite well, have some space, do a sit down. It's Cleveland versus Cincinnati. Cheap in and out.
Peter in Salisbury. Peter.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's it going?
How are you? Good.
What's up?
Good. I just got one quick question. This is, what, the third scandal we've seen in as many years? What does this really do for the legacy of the Brady-Belichick era?
It doesn't help.
How many trophies you have?
It doesn't help. Yeah, that's the legacy that you're chipping away at with all this stuff that is out.
Three in the last four, yeah.
I mean, every team does this. They all cheat. They all film. You know, they just seem to get caught every time.
Well, we don't know that that's what was going on this particular time. And, we'll find out in due time what it was, what it is.
Yeah, and if you didn't have what transpired, you know, what, a decade earlier, then you're not even really talking about this.
But there's going to be too many people that just don't accept whatever the explanation is. That's part of the problem. You got too many people that have already dug in and have their opinion about what the team is about, and you've done damage, and you're only going to further that damage regardless of what the truth is, which is the very unfortunate part of it. Today's takeaways on Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Give the losing weight to yourself. It's also not only to yourself, it's to your entire family, people that you care about and care about you. You get healthier, you drop the weight, you do your very first week with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. 6 locations, newest at Government Center or World Wide Web at Awaken180weightloss.com. Mix stuff up, you bacon. Look at the size of that whisk I found in the other room. What the hell are you mixing with this thing? That's a big bowl of soup of eggs.
You know, a couple of takeaways to get to before we get out of here. First one being the first question to Brad Stevens today.
Today. Not today.
Hello. Something broken? Okay, that's apparently broken.
All right. Busted.
Did everything go down? Were we able to play the other takeaway?
Not sure.
Which was Kenny G's call. Kenny
G was fired up. Yeah, Kenny G from Atlanta. Got the old Grogan throwback, the Stanley Morgan, Stanley Steamer, right? This should be good for the 2 o'clock.
Should we go back to talking about the whisk?
It is a big. What would you use this for?
I could have seen this one coming because I saw that whisk out there over the weekend. I thought Zoe is gonna. I should have known when you saw it this week if it was still there that you would be.
How many eggs? It's like for like 5,000 eggs.
Forget how many eggs. How big is the pan or bowl?
Well, I think
you're mixing.
It's like a cauldron of soup, like one of those big cauldrons of clam chowder.
Boil, boil, foil in trouble. What would you make with this? Like, really, what would... Hey, I'm doing stuff to stadium. I need a massive whisk.
No, no.
This thing.
Soup.
No.
You got Kenny G.
Let's go.
Let's hear Kenny G's call.
Hey, boss, can y'all hear me?
Yes, what's up?
Can you hear me? Hey, listen. We ain't today. I'm hot. We ain't taking no calls of defending them. Because I'm down here in Georgia, and the minute I walk, I can't even walk to the store no more because... This is what I got to hear. What you have put me through. Oh, my God. Really? This is what we're going to be talking about. Why are we talking about this? Don't take no calls today talking about defending him because that's BS. How do you put yourself in this position? How do you put us as fans in this position? Hey, I got 3.5 bathrooms in this house. I ain't went to the bathroom and I'm hosing it. I'm going to go on myself today. What are you doing?
Peeing all over yourself.
Hey, listen. It's gonna be what it's gonna be today, though.
You have a warm leg, and it's gonna get cold.
All right, Kenny G. Kenny G. Not messing around. Paul's in Brockton. Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. First of all, I think we ought to keep the weapons away from Kenny G today.
Whew, Kenny G. That was a humble brag there. 3.5 baths, huh?
Yeah, big house. Atlanta, you get a lot
for your money there. That's what we heard from some of the transplants that we talked to when we were down there.
Yeah.
We'll have to play back that Brad Stevens question maybe tomorrow. System froze up. We couldn't play it for you. I don't think there was anything all that bad about it today.
That wasn't a question, really.
It was a bad...
Just a slight awkward moment between Zoe and Steven.
All right, maybe we'll get to it. You ready to do this again tomorrow with Shaughnessy?
Sure, Joe.
What time's he in? 10 or 11? 11?
11 to 1.
11 to 1. Right. Dan Shaughnessy.
Van Noy calling in.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
You should
Belichick
be fun.
Presser.
Belichick press conference. 12:15
Van Noy with Kelsey yapping at each other. That should be good.
See you soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.